You're listening to a session of Come Celebrate, hosted by the Bay Christian Family Church.
My message is called Stay the Course. That 27-year-old girl in that picture had no idea what she was getting herself into for the next 30 years. So the three of us, and myself and our 18-month-old baby girl, got in a car, packed everything that we had, and we drove down to Cape Town to start our adventure. Very excited to see what the Lord had in store for this beautiful community that we knew he had called us to. He didn't disappoint, because before long, we had grown and expanded, moving into different buildings because of all the expansion. It was so exciting. My main responsibility, and still is, was the worship team. Worship is my happy place. So, through everything, I sacrificed other things in the ministry to be with my children, to be present with my children. So I would worship. I would lead praise and worship all the time. I would lead praise and worship through all my pregnancies and thoroughly enjoyed that. But I wanted to be present with my children. And the reason for that is I did not want my kids to one day say, you know what, where were you when I needed you? And then leave the church, which I know so many PKs do. And today, I can honestly give God all the glory for giving me that wisdom to do that, because there's the proof. And I give him the glory for that wisdom. And I always knew that there was a season, and that season would change. And before I knew it, I'm in another season. Right here, right now. I can do exactly as I want to do and need to do in the ministry, and I do, because I thoroughly enjoy walking side by side with my husband and working in the ministry. Sometimes I tease him, I just say, I run this church. No, I just turn the head. Joke. Ephesians 4, verse 12. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That is what we came down to Somerset West with in our hearts. And I absolutely love equipping and edifying and passing on the knowledge that I have learned in 30 years to whosoever wants to ask. I never keep quiet. If you ask a question, I have an answer for you. Because God has given me knowledge over 30 years, whether it's personal knowledge or ministerial knowledge. And I want to just give it to you. So if you are willing to sit and listen to me, I will talk to you. And I will give you whatever God has placed in my heart to help you equip yourself and enable you. Matthew 28, verse 19 says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Discipleship has been one of our strengths in the relational growth of this church. And I disciple. I have a core group of girls that I disciple, and they disciple other people as well. And I honestly believe that is a core value of the strength of this church, discipleship. And Jesus commanded us to disciple people, right? So it's something that he wants us to do. He did it. He discipled people. So that is what we need to do, is disciple people. Personally, as well as ministerially. Ultimately, family, over 30 years, we have stayed the course. stay the course. You know, so many pastors have come and gone, closed their churches, left. But we have stayed the course. No matter what has happened in this ministry, Pastor Glenn gave me such a good statistic last night when I was telling him what my ministry was titled. 1 in 10 people who start ministry in their 20s are still in ministry in their 60s. 1 in 10. That is a ridiculous statistic. And that's got to stop. Because there are enough people for all of us to open churches and lead people to the Lord. Because there are so many lost out there that need to give their lives to the Lord. And we need churches. We need buildings. I mean, Friday, Good Friday, we couldn't fit enough people in this building. Not even the overflow. We ended up at CUY CrossFit. So we need people. We've gone through tough times, but we've gone through amazing times. So in 1989, we started attending CFC Johannesburg. In 1992, Brittany was born. We went on to full-time staff in 1993. And in 1994, 30 years, we started this church. And we have been the senior pastors of this church and all our beautiful campuses, my children out there, I love you, for 30 years. We've seen a lot. We've seen highs and we've seen lows. We've seen people come to church, watch them praise and worship, watch them grow, watch them change. And then suddenly you don't see them. And you think, wonder where they are. Maybe they're on a holiday. Turned out they were on a permanent holiday from the Bay. Anyway, God is building his church. We've seen marriages restored. We've seen the hopeless find hope over 30 years. We've seen families reunited in 30 years. We've seen such amazing things and transformations in people's lives. Pastor Sam, my son, oh, what a blessing you've been to see your transformation. I love you guys. He started coming to church on a bicycle. He now owns 2 cars, a beautiful wife, 2 children, one whose name is named after me. Owns his own home. Transformation. We've also had challenges and we've had hurts and we've had to forgive and keep moving. Because you can't hold on to those hurts. It will take you down. We've seen people serving for years. And that has been such a blessing to us because those people, through their faithfulness, have given. These buildings that we own, fully own, didn't just happen. It's because of the faithfulness and obedience of members of the Bay Christian Family Church. Amen. And I thank you today from the bottom of my heart. Now we own both these buildings, but do you know how much more is to come, guys? So much more. You just watch the space. Because in the next year, so much more is going to happen. And our campuses. Yes, God is doing things. We started with nothing. But look what we have. We sold our home. And we put it all into the ministry. And Dr. Bev and Apostle Theo paid our salary for 3 months. And then we were on our own. But God built the church and God provided every step of the way. There were times that we heard hell louder than we heard heaven, but we kept praying until we heard heaven shout louder because we are victors. Amen. Do you know, girls, I even saw Jezebel. But I kicked her right out of this church. I cast her out and she went running and she better not come back. But here's a couple of reasons I want to give you as to why we stayed the course. So God sent us here to Somerset West. We aren't just called into ministry because you are qualified or popular. You are called, and it's a time of surrendering to Him. And it's really, I felt like, God, really? You want to use us? What do we know? Look at us. What did we know? I was 27 with an 18-month-old baby. What did I know? And actually, a lot of the women showed me what did you know, because I was hardly ever spoken to. My name was Pastor Adam's wife for many years, until they realized I do have a name, Pastor Janine. But it's a time of surrender. And when you surrender, you put yourself in a position of vulnerability, but to God. Okay? And here's the thing. We are not surrendering to an enemy. We are surrendering to the God of the universe. And that's a good place to be in. To surrender to Him and give your life to Him. Because you're doing this work for Him. Not for yourself and not for your glory. It's all for Him. He calls you and me to do the work. I felt very unequipped. But the more unequipped I felt, the more He could equip me. And the more I let Him equip me. Because He's the only one who could. So what about the spouse? A lot of people want to know. So what about the wife? Well, biblically speaking, if he's called, then I'm called. In Genesis 2 verse 24, it says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." So if Adam's called, then I am called to the same calling, right? And I absolutely enjoy that calling on our lives together as husband and wife. There will always be the lost, like I said, lost souls that we need to get out there and preach the gospel, bring into the church, grow churches, let them know that Jesus, have a relationship with Jesus. Stay the course. The challenges that we saw 30 years ago reoccur 30 years later. They don't change. Because you know what? The devil doesn't know anything new. Did you know that 67% of issues in marriages are unresolvable? But we have to learn how to navigate around them and compromise within the marriage to work it out and love each other at the end of the day. But the same thing happens in the church. 67% of issues in the church are unresolvable. So we, pastors, have to learn how to navigate around those issues and work through them. And at the end of the day, love the people. Still love the people. That's what Jesus did. Showed them love. So we have to deal and we have to navigate through the issues. It's just part of the ministry. But we are victors and overcomers. Amen. In Acts 5, 40 to 42, his speech persuaded them. They called the apostles in and had them flogged. Flogged. Don't just think, oh, they were just smacked around. They were whipped with pieces of bone that their flesh flung out of them as they were whipped. They ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped. They never stopped They never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Christ. They left there with blood dripping down their bodies, but they never stopped. They continued day after day. And that is what we should do. Those are our examples. We will never stop. 30 years we've stayed the course. 30 years from now we'll be doing the same thing. And I'll only be 60 then. Girl maths. The tough times make us stronger, family. Amen. We have stayed the course because we have had the best examples to follow. The very best. Thank you, Jesus. When we were members at Christian Family Church Johannesburg, I used to watch Pastor Bev like an absolute hawk. I wanted to dress like her, be like her, praise and worship like her, wear her shoes, wear her clothes like she did. I wanted to be the dark-haired version of her. Okay? I didn't want to be blonde, so that's all cool. And I wanted to dress like her, only we didn't have the finances for me to dress like her. So my dear mother in love taught me how to sew. My husband bought me a sewing machine, and I made my own clothes. That outfit that I'm wearing at the opening, I made with my own hands. So Pastor Bev used to wear these skirts and these dresses with the peplin top, the peplin things, and the puffy sleeves. And I sewed pearls onto those things, on those sleeves. I'm done with those days, though. You know, they have gone before us. They are here with us now. And the young people, the next generation, who are going to go after us, are watching us. They want to see what we do if we fall and what we do when we fall. That we get back up. We don't lie there in the ground. I want my children to say, they stood the course. They stood. They persevered. They stayed. They did it again. They tried again. They moved on. I want all of us here as pastors to be examples to one another and to have each other's backs. Apostle Theo and Dr. Bev are still excited about ministry. They are still leading people to the Lord. They are still discipling people after 45 years. And that is so exciting, and it inspires me to continue, that we will be the same after 30, after 40, after 50 years. That's the beautiful thing about having friends in the ministry as well. You know, I remember a story in the, a Bible scripture where Paul was stoned. They stoned him until they thought he was dead. And they left him there for dead. And when they left, he got up and he went back. And the apostles, it says in the scripture, the apostles got together around him. We need each other. They got up, he got up and they got around him and they strengthened him. And the next day, him and another apostle left for Derby. After being stoned and left for dead. I don't know if I could do that. It's not just a story, guys. That actually happened. Stoned and left for dead, but you got up the next day and you went to go and minister again. Praise the Lord. I hope I'm that strong. The next generation need to be able to look at us and say, when they were knocked down, they got back up, and so can we. The church is the hope of the world and the light to the nation. So let us be that light. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Amen. And I'm just thankful that I get to be a part. And I thank God for allowing me to be a part of this.
We may lead, but we need the church. Wow. I need this church. Alan and I have gone through some tough times in 30 years. But I need this place. You need this place. It's special to me. It's the bride of Christ. The people in this church have held our arms up in times when we had our face on the floor, like Aaron and Hur with Moses. And I'm so grateful for that. At times when we were down, and I remember times like in 1999, I came back from Australia after having a miscarriage and losing our third child and our first son, Michael. And I got to come and stand here. And I got to praise God. And here is where I received my healing. Here, with all of you. And then in, 2016, when I nearly lost a leg, I received my healing knowing that you were all praying for me. And I got to come back into this church, carried in by two people sometimes. But I came in and I healed while you watched me heal, because you had my back. Thank you for that. And then in 2020, when I nearly died of COVID, the strength that I got, knowing that the Bay Christian Family Church and our friends and our parents were praying for me, gave me the strength to get up and keep going. And it was so hard, family, but God. And it took all the strength that I had to keep going and keep living and go back home and then keep surviving with oxygen, wanting to get rid of that machine. And look where I am today. I'm standing here, worshiping, praising, speaking to you, and giving God all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, my family. Thank you for being there for us and always holding our arms up. Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to challenge pastors here today. If you have a church that is the size of a sailboat or a mega yacht, don't stop. Never stop. There's too much hanging in the balance for you to stop. Too many souls out there are hanging in the balance. If you stop, you don't know who is the next person that is going to walk into your church and give their lives to the Lord. Please stay the course. Stay the course. Don't give up. God's going to do a beautiful thing in this world, and He's going to use you and I. God's got such good things in store for you and I and for others that we bring into this church. So please, my brothers, my sisters, whatever size your church is today, stay the course. Like I said, I need this church. You need this church. And God is here doing an amazing, amazing work through us all. He wants to use you and He wants to use me. We are His vessels. Amen? God is good. Stay the course. 30 years later, starting at 27, and the only thing and person that has equipped me is my Jesus. In hospital in 2020 in ICU, I knew that Jesus was by my bedside, hovering over me, because he gave me that strength. If you fall, don't stay on the ground. Get up. Get up. And then put yourself back on the course. And then stay the course. Stand strong. Because we are victors. We're not victims. We are victorious. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that is joyous. What better thing to do in your life? I wouldn't want to do anything else in my life but be who I am today and do what I do today. I absolutely, thoroughly enjoy people. They energize me. So if I get around my disciple girls, that's where I want to be for the day. I absolutely love it, and sometimes I do that. It's one of my favorite things to do, to disciple people, knowing that Jesus told me to go and make disciples, to follow him, not to follow me, to follow him. So pastors, family, what must you do? Stay the course. I love you.
Thank you for listening to this session of Come Celebrate. We hope you enjoyed.